A museum exhibit in Los Angeles captures the sights and sounds of the city in a multimedia presentation. Visitors entering what appears to be an airship get a bird's-eye view of the city, projected on a screen that looks like a porthole. Museum-goers have the sensation that they are flying with California condors, an endangered species distinctive to the region. Visitors pass through a series of rooms which focus on themes from the natural history or social life of Los Angeles. The museum's Vonda Vitale says the overarching theme of the show is sustainability.
It is how we as Natural History Museum want to think about the relationship between nature and culture and the responsibility that we all have for our natural environment.
Museum curators say Los Angeles is an island between the desert and the sea, a place of dreams which is limited by geographic realities. The exhibit looks at sustainability in the foothill neighborhoods, with a jarring display of a wild coyote behind a suburban home, proudly holding its prey, a dead family pet. A coastal display shows Los Angeles beach culture, with its surfers, swimmers, joggers, and cyclists. Visitors enter through a room that resembles the ocean bottom, with shells and sea urchins. As they ascend a set of stairs, says designer Francois Confino, they have the impression they are emerging from the ocean. At the top, they see a mock-up of the California coastline and make discoveries like those that the French designer made when he first came here.
They go to the top, they have to turn themselves, and they discover the entire coast from Los Angeles, from Malibu, Santa Monica, Venice, and Long Beach. And I took these photographs myself, and I enjoy doing that job because I discovered myself a lot of the coast of Los Angeles, which as a French tourist I had not made before.
Further on, a video display magnified by mirrors captures the city's brilliant light seen through its downtown skyline and rural vistas lined with palm trees. A curious feature of the Los Angeles environment is shown in another section. The Los Angeles River today is a network of concrete drainage channels that are dry for most of the year, although environmental groups hope to restore parts of the river to their original condition. Vonda Vitale says the exhibit shows the river's evolution from its early days.
We talk about river when it was wild, when it was put into concrete, and now when we are trying to reach a new equilibrium.
A talking newsstand shows the diversity of Los Angeles in a novel way. It contains historical examples of the city's ethnic newspapers, which served the Spanish-speaking community, Chinese immigrant workers, or immigrant Jews from Europe. Vincent Bree helped design and build the exhibit, which shows speaking images of noted local people.
This is an interaction between a newspaper stand owner and his magazines, and each magazine in the LA Times as well there. And each of these magazines are actually LCD screens with very well-known L.A. residents, from Frank Romero, Tommy Lasorda.
People like artist Frank Romero and baseball manager Tommy Lasorda discuss their views of the city and what makes it special. A final section of the exhibit shows the Los Angeles of dreams. It includes movie props from the Hollywood Dream Factory, including the little trap costume from silent film star Charlie Chaplin, and the fabricated hand of the giant movie ape King Kong. Curator Jonathan Spaulding says the exhibit appeals to youngsters and that even adults enjoy themselves as they explore the show. Crystal Bernal says that's true of her and her son Randy.
How do you like the museum?
It is great.
Great.
I think I'm going to come here every day.
Mr. Spaulding says visitors are intrigued with the final section where they wear a white cape that displays images of the city that are projected on the walls and on their clothing.
People come in here to have fun, and we get a very diverse audience, different ages, different ethnic groups, different income levels. Every kind of person in the city comes through here, and it becomes a lively meeting ground, a place for people to come together. So it gets crowded, it gets crazy, but it's fun.
Staff members say this exhibition marks a change of direction for their museum, a move away from simple descriptive displays to multimedia shows, which are designed to immerse visitors in a learning adventure. The exhibit L.A. Light Motion Dreams will be on display at the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles County through January 9th next year. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.